And here today, America, live at Mullen & Mullen Injury Law Firm Ticketstock 2024, live from the Plano Event Center on Spring Creek, just east of 75, where we, it's our home away from home here for this second, third weekend in February when we typically have it. So come on out. It's free. Parking is free. Everything in here is free.
Except for the beer.
Well, yeah.
Beer is $7.
Yeah, you got to buy beer and food, but I mean, just to get in here and hang out and walk around and go to the Ticket Museum and the AMAs.
Have you been in the Ticket Museum, by the way?
Yeah, I have.
They did such an awesome job with that.
I know.
The Marconis are in the center of the room.
Like Super Bowl trophies.
Yeah, they're like Lombardi trophies. They're underlit. It looks awesome. And then you have... Every show has its own quadrant, and then you have all the trophies. Like you can see the original emergency break of the week and the quarterback bowl trophy.
Right, that clunky emergency break thing. I can't believe that thing still exists.
It's awesome.
Is the big shoe in there?
Yeah, where is the big shoe?
I don't remember.
Did that
if I
not
saw
make
the
cut of traveling over here from the old station?
Signed by Boba Fett.
That yeah, right. God. That's another thing. We used to get all these books sent to us until publishers realized that we didn't like to read. And
except about the Alamo.
Of course, about the Alamo. And so we would always get these books, and then it would be who can sign them and, you know, find these spare books, put them on, like, Craig's desk, and then he opens it up, and it's signed by whoever. Whether it's someone famous or not famous or dead or alive. And
JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, a lot of JonBenet stuff was in there back in the day, unfortunately.
Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah. That was always one of my favorite bits, is to walk up there and see that there are a couple of new books sitting on my desk to open them up to see who had signed them. Just a little bit of the hijinks through the years. So an awesome wall is up there, I guess in the hallway, where... Each year, there's a significant ticket event that is kind of blown up in a big picture style, and 30 years of it, all the way down the hallway.
Including your Mohawk bet.
Yeah, including the Mohawk and lots of other really cool stuff. So that's fun to look at. But anyway, a great time. It's our big event this year. And I would say, if you haven't gone over there to the merch tent, too, trust me, we get none of this, but they got 30-year merch, and again, like, you got that hoodie over there, that guy right there. Hi, sir. He's got that hoodie. That's kind of, this is it. I don't know if you're going to be able to get these things anymore, so I would assume that they're going to be selling very well. Okay, let's do the helpline.
214-520-HELP. The Hardline Helpline.
It's brought to you by...
Milestone AC, Heating, Plumbing, Electrical, and more.
Thank you, Hamanita. So we're going to do a live one down here at Ticketstock. DJ's got the wireless mic. DJ, go ahead and introduce yourself to this young lady.
Hi, I'm DJ.
Hello.
I've got a microphone. What's your name?
Natalie.
What do you want?
Not a very good way to actually...
Sure.
Well, okay, since you're all men.
Uh-huh.
Which, by the way, I still think you need an occasional female redheaded co-host. I'm still waiting for my email reply.
I agree. I completely agree. By the way, is your hair even more red, purpley than the last time I saw you?
No.
I think it is.
It's not purpley.
I don't think it's purpley.
Thank you.
There's hue.
Good stuff, Corby.
It's a hue.
It's more of an undertone.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
But it's not purple.
Okay. Go ahead with your query, madam.
Thank you. So I'm just curious why many men, not all, but many men, feel the need to breadcrumb women.
Okay. I don't know what that is. You
so
guys...
breadcrumbing is where they you know, like drop little crumbs, like lead them on.
Right.
Per se. And then like... If a girl starts to show interest after that point, then they, like, pull away and they're like, oh, no. But then they, like, do just enough and then pull away.
Yeah.
Huh. That's my experience with women, that I've been breadcrumbed by women.
breadcrumb. No, no.
Men seem like the much more guilty participant if there is a breadcrumbing true theorem out there. Yeah. Correct.
What's an example of a breadcrumb?
Like, let's go to dinner, let's hang out, let's go to the movies, I like you. You know, just things that lead you on to, like, man, this guy,
yeah,
maybe this,
like,
is going somewhere.
Like, baby, sending a text like, hey, what are you up to this weekend? And then, like, not replying for, like, hours, and then you don't actually, like, do anything.
Right.
They're just, like, expressing interest, but then, like, not.
Well, then.
Or,
they,
like, send you a random text about something, but then don't actually do anything.
Then yeah. That would lead me to believe that they have many irons in the fire and they are juggling them all. So they
I'm
are
horny for you.
They are just making sure that all those fires are stoked, that you are still on the line.
They're casting a wide net.
Yeah, they're casting a wide net, and then as they're making plans for that weekend, they're just seeing what falls into place, and if somebody that they're either more interested in or is more apt to go out with them jumps ahead of you in line, then they're going to ghost you until next week, and then they're going to try again.
Right, but that's douchey.
It's so
I'm not
douchey.
Saying it's not douchey. I'm just, you're asking, what are they doing?
He's the victim of this on the other end. So he's just telling you. So
yeah. Hey,
babe. But I'm asking, like, the why. Like,
because
why?
Men
because
are
men,
horrible people.
Men want to get as much as they can.
They're horrible people. Now, let me ask you this, mm-hmm. Natalie.
Yes.
Do they... Let's say that you've gone out with a guy for a month or something like that, and it's still the same thing, not the breadcrumbing, but do you find that the closer you think you're getting, then suddenly they'll start to pull away even more? Like, does that happen, or is it the early stages where the breadcrumbing
no,
takes
like
place?
No, like the early, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, you just need to cut your losses early. When you see that start to happen, then you need to realize that they are
right.
not invested in it, so you shouldn't be either.
No, and I wouldn't, but I just am asking why they do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're dudes.
Yeah, because they're douchebags.
You're right. You have to go in realizing that every guy that you meet is a horrible human being.
Hello.
Not all of them.
Degrees of
That's
horrible.
That's so hopeful.
Degrees of horrible.
Right. Right, right.
And then they may, if they surprise you, then those are the ones that you keep.
Right. Have you been married before?
No.
Okay, it's probably good.
What's probably good?
That she's not dealt with that. The marriage and
that
the breakup.
That she hasn't been
and...
breadcrumbed down the aisle.
You don't want that.
Yeah.
You're just following the path.
No, I would not let it get that far.
Yeah, Dave.
I'm a strong, independent woman.
Dave.
Redheads are fiery for a reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I would.
I'm with you.
Thank you.
Sister, I'm with you.
Thank you.
I'm sorry this is happening to you. You're a beautiful young lady, and what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm not a radio host.
Yeah, I know.
Because I still haven't received my email reply.
Yeah, I don't know if I can help you in the hiring process. I don't have a lot of sway, if you will, here. But are you in the education industry? Is that right?
She's molding young minds.
Teacher?
School counseling.
Counseling, yes. How old are these kids?
Well, I've worked in high school and elementary.
Who do you prefer to work with?
High schoolers.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Are elementary?
When I started teaching, I worked with high schoolers.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is, you know, fellas, you got, like, a good-looking girl who you're a runner, right?
Mm-hmm.
You still running?
Mm-hmm.
Halves, fulls, what are you doing here?
I'm not signed up for any races right now. So.
Okay, but you train. You're obviously in super good shape and all that.
Just get off her back,
God.
What? I can't say she's in shape.
Well, you're trying to force her into another marathon, and she clearly doesn't want to do one.
I'm not doing it.
Next thing, you're going to start commenting on her thigh gap.
Excuse you?
Dave.
All I'm saying is you...
Oh my.
You, Natalie,
yes.
You need to take your time, no matter how long it takes, and you'll find the right guy. He's out there.
Hi, I'm Lando.
Because you're too good.
Yeah, wait for Lando to come out. Lando will be here later.
Yeah. If you like guys named Lando.
Do we have time for one more or no?
Well, she's got to tell. She's also a stand-up comic.
It's a super short joke.
Okay, go ahead, Natalie.
I really like math, but I don't like graphing equations. That's where I draw the line.
She walks off. And she walks off. You know, again, an educational-based joke.
Yes. Which I'm here for.
I am, too.
If she has any more, I'm interested.
I am, too. Yes, sir, go ahead.
A little Dave chase.
Meet DJ.
No.
Oh,
no,
oh.
No, no.
He was accidentally wandering in DJ's
direction.
That's
okay. You can't lurk toward DJ unless you want to engage with DJ.
Well, I guess number two is actually DJ. What would you, what's your problem, DJ?
Well, the goat screaming, DJ, we're going to have to cut you off.
Let's get back to that thigh gap talk. I liked where Dave was going there.
That's really aggressive, though.
It's a compliment. Yeah.
No,
thigh gaps are good.
No, of course. It just... It's an aggressive early move in the conversation.
Right. As an early breadcrumb. Thank you, Natalie. We appreciate it.